Welcome to a special episode of AI Unraveled.
For years, the headline has been man versus machine. Today, we are burying that narrative. We are deep diving into a seminal experiment conducted by Lloyds Bank and Ogilvy One. They pitted three distinct teams against the same complex brief: a human-only team, a fully autonomous agentic AI team, and a hybrid human AI team. The results are not just interesting, they are a mandate for every business leader listening. The data shows that hybrid teams are three times more likely to generate top-tier breakthrough solutions than humans working alone. We're going to explore why the AI-only team failed on strategy, why employees prefer negative feedback from an algorithm, and how you need to restructure your workforce for the cybernetic era. But before we break down the data, stop marketing to the masses, start briefing the C-suite. You've seen the power of AI unraveled, zero noise, high signal intelligence. Now leverage our proven methodology to own the conversation in your industry. We create tailored proprietary podcasts designed exclusively to brief your executives and your most valuable clients. Stop wasting marketing spend on generic content. Ready to define your domain? Secure your strategic podcast consultation now. Link in show notes. Now let's unravel the hybrid advantage.
Welcome back to the deep dive. Our job is to take the absolute fire hose of information flooding enterprise and, well, distill it into genuine, actionable insights for you. Today, we are wrestling with probably the most urgent question for any leader right now, especially if you're managing high-stakes, high-quality work.
And that is,
how do you actually structure your teams when you're dealing with generative AI? And maybe even more importantly, agentic AI.
Not the agentic part. That's the real game changer.
Right. So before we dive into the core findings, maybe we should do a quick refresh on that term. Because we talk a lot about generative AI, you know, systems that create content.
Exactly. But this study we're looking at today focused really heavily on agentic AI.
And the differences?
It's all about autonomy. Agentic AI are systems that can act on their own. They make chain decisions to reach a high-level goal, all without constant human supervision.
So you're not telling it what to do step by step?
Not at all. Think of it like giving a system a strategic mandate, something big like optimize our advertising spend for the next quarter.
And then it just goes.
It goes. It executes thousands of micro decisions and tasks to get there. It's really the blueprint for a self-governing digital employee.
Okay, so with that in mind, we're diving deep into the results of this really seminal real-world experiment. It was run by Lloyds Bank and Ogilvy One.
Yeah, this is a big one.
And they put three different operational models head-to-head on the exact same complex creative brief.
You had a humor-only team.
The classic setup.
A purely agentic AI team, no humans involved.
And then the third, a human plus AI hybrid team.
And, you know, we're not going to bury the lead here. The finding was, I mean, it was definitive.
It wasn't even close, was it?
Not even a little. The human plus AI hybrid team didn't just win. They achieved overwhelmingly superior performance across all of the critical criteria.
All of them.
This research basically establishes that augmented creativity isn't some futuristic goal. It's the mandatory prerequisite for competitive advantage, like right now. The era of human plus AI is the new standard, period.
And to really quantify this, they used five key performance dimensions. Think of it like a radar chart for success. You had strategic alignment, creative quality, performance potential, efficiency and momentum, and finally, human insight and empathy.
And we're going to walk you through exactly how that hybrid model just crushed every single one of those axes.
So let's start with something the sources call the innovation dividend. Because when you talk about AI, most people, their minds immediately go to efficiency.
Right. Cheaper or faster.
Exactly. But this study shows the true strategic value is so much bigger. I mean, integrating AI makes human workers three times more likely to generate breakthrough solutions.
That is just a staggering multiplier. It really is.
Three times.
And we're not talking about just making good ideas a little bit better. We're talking about ideas that rank in the top 10% of all submissions.
Wow.
This completely shifts the whole ROI conversation.
Right.
The way it works is pretty simple, really. The human mind shapes the strategy, the direction,
the
why, exactly. And the AI instantly provides the scale and the velocity to test, to refine, to generate countless different options that a human team could just never dream of in that time frame.
So it's about quality, not just cost cutting.
It reliably drives innovation quality. And this capability is dropping at just the right moment because the whole market is suffering from what the report calls the crisis of attention.
The crisis of attention.
Absolutely. I mean, think about it. Consumers are trapped in this labyrinth of content. Endless reels, sound bites, notifications.
Most marketing is just a skip waiting to happen. I love that phrase.
It's so true. You just can't break through that sea of sameness with a single polished idea pushed through the old channels. You need something different.
Which is what they call earned first creativity.
Mm-hmm. And that just means you have to generate content that's so differentiated, so relevant, so timely that it earns attention instead of just buying it.
And that requires speed and scale.
And critically, a human-anchored uniqueness. AI is here to rewire our creative skills to meet that demand, not just replace them with some generic generator.
So to understand how the hybrid team won so decisively, let's quickly profile those three teams again.
Okay, so first, the human-only team. They offered great strategic depth, but they were just constrained by a slow, manual pace.
And that political friction you always get with human critique.
Exactly. Then you have the purely agentic AI model. This thing offered autonomous execution and just sheer raw speed.
But no human curator. No one at the wheel, really.
Right. And then the winner, the human plus AI hybrid.
The synergy model.
That's the one. It's all about strategic orchestration. Humans anchor the work. They provide the ethical context. They maintain that fiduciary oversight.
While the AI does the heavy lifting.
Leveraging the agent for massive scale and production velocity. It's the best of both worlds, but it's governed by human strategy.
Okay, let's dig into that radar chart, dimension by dimension. We have to start with efficiency and momentum.
The speed advantage.
The hybrid team had a clear lead here, obviously, but the advantage wasn't just about, you know, computational speed.
And that's where it gets really interesting because, yes, the hybrid team was faster. Of course it was. It offloaded all the high-volume, repetitive tasks.
Right.
But the agentic AI provided this profound psychological advantage in speeding up the learning cycle.
How so?
It all comes down to feedback. The AI agents deliver direct negative feedback on creative performance. Just cold, hard data showing which elements failed.
I've often heard that AI feedback can feel, I don't know, cold or unhelpful. Why was it the opposite here?
Because it's perceived as neutral. It's objective. It's data-driven. It completely removes the ego from the critique loop.
Okay.
Think about it. When a human manager gives you tough negative feedback, it often triggers shame, defensiveness, you know, friction.
Yeah, of course.
But when the objective data comes from the AI, the team just accepts it. They learn from it faster and they iterate without all that internal slowdown. It's like institutionalizing radical candor.
So the value isn't just the machine's efficiency. It's the speed of the team's learning. That's powerful.
Very.
Okay, so if speed is table stakes, let's talk about the anchor. Let's move to human insight and empathy. I mean, if the hybrid team wins on speed, they must have just completely destroyed the pure AI team on depth and relevance.
Oh, absolutely. The pure agentic AI, for all its incredible pattern recognition ability, it just cannot capture that subtle emotional resonance that comes from human experience.
It has the data, but not the meaning.
Exactly. The machine might gather the data, but it can't synthesize the meaning or, you know, the emotional impact.
So what's the specific critical human function here? What are people doing in this hybrid setup?
The human role becomes data storytelling. It's the ability to take all these complex, disparate data points, draw non-obvious connections between them, and then weave it all into a compelling, resonant story.
So they translate the algorithmic efficiency into personal meaning.
That's a perfect way to put it.
And we can see why that human anchor is so vital, especially in the context of this experiment. It was in finance.
Right.
And the sources note that while 56% of UK adults use AI to manage money, a staggering 80% expressed deep concern about inaccurate or irresponsible information.
Precisely. The pure AI model is fast, but if its output fails the trust test, especially in a high-stakes field like finance, it loses the consumer instantly.
So the human brings the trust.
The hybrid model uses human expertise and that ethical context to anchor the output. It ensures relevance, accuracy, and crucially, trust. And the autonomous system just cannot guarantee that on its own.
Okay, next up, creative quality and craft. Now, if the AI is just churning out massive volume, how did the hybrid team still win on overall quality? Doesn't more volume usually mean less craft?
Not when it's governed by human strategy. That superior craft score, it reflects the human acting as the ultimate editor, the curator, the artistic director.
So they're the quality filter.
They are. The major pitfall of relying purely on generative AI is that without those human narrative guardrails, the output just, it gets generic, fast. It optimizes itself into this bland uniformity.
Or worse, it starts to, what's the phrase they use, drift off brand.
Yes, that's the real danger. So the human team is there to prevent the machine from becoming creatively reckless.
They enforce the brand's strategic intent.
Mm-hmm. Humans strategically curate and refine the very best of the AI's hyperscaled production. They transform what could be efficient but generic output into high-quality differentiated craft. You absolutely need that human oversight for compliance and to maintain a consistent brand voice.
Which brings us to the last two dimensions, performance potential and strategic alignment. The hybrid model scored highest here, too, which I guess ties back to that 3x likelihood of breakthrough ideas.
It does.
But what was the governance risk that the pure agentic AI model exposed? It sounded like it was impossible to ignore.
Oh, it was painfully clear. Unsupervised autonomous systems scored very low on strategic alignment. And you have to think about the scale.
Right. When these agents are making thousands of independent decisions at machine speed, any little misstep, whether it's regulatory or ethical, gets amplified instantly.
And traditional human oversight just can't keep up.
Can't possibly keep pace with that velocity, which is why the human partners provide that mandatory fiduciary oversight.
They're the backstop.
That's right. Strategic alignment requires human partners to integrate ethical context and, you know, value alignment into the agent's learning models from day one.
This isn't just about compliance checklists.
No, this is about protecting the P&L from autonomous error. It's about managing real regulatory and financial risk. The human team ensures every autonomous action still aligns with the high-level corporate goals, and that's a critical gap the pure agentic system just cannot bridge.
So the hybrid model wins because the human prevents the AI from becoming a liability while at the same time leveraging its speed for innovation.
That's the equilibrium.
Which brings us to the psychology of synergy. The model is superior because of how the humans and the AI actually interact, right? And we have to highlight that psychological mechanism again. That objective negative feedback from an AI source, it's just more readily accepted. And it leads to higher performance motivation than the exact same critique coming from a human manager.
It institutionalizes that brutal honesty, but without the personal sting.
It eliminates the ego friction.
Mm-hmm.
And that fosters a truly collaborative mindset.
Which is why the sources say organizations need to reframe AI as a cybernetic teammate.
Exactly. Not just a tool and certainly not a threat. And when you do that, you see significant increase in team excitement and energy. And that naturally reduces anxiety and frustration.
And this leads directly to something they call expertise democratization.
This is a huge internal benefit that often gets overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
The AI acts as this shared, instantly accessible knowledge platform.
So it levels the playing field.
In a big way. Employees who might be, say, mid-level or less familiar with a complex product cycle, they can now leverage the AI to achieve performance levels comparable to your most experienced people.
It breaks down silos.
It really does. It moves that critical institutional knowledge out of a few individual heads and into the actual flow of the work for everyone.
So, I mean, the research provides a really definitive mandate here. Let's move on to operationalizing the hybrid mandate. What are the practical prescriptive steps an organization needs to take?
Okay, first thing, you need a radical workflow redesign. It's non-negotiable. Leadership focus has to shift from managing production volume to managing strategic orchestration.
And what does that split look like in practice?
The study suggests approximating an 80-20 division.
80-20.
AI handles 80% of the volume. The production tasks, the iteration, the raw data crunching. The human team must focus their time on the remaining 20%.
Which is?
Conceptual originality, differentiation, final quality control, and most importantly, strategic governance. If your top talent is still spending their days on high volume production, you are failing the mandate.
And that means you need a mandatory upskilling strategy.
Mandatory. And training has to be specific. It needs to focus on AI interaction strategies, including advanced prompt engineering.
It's not just about learning to use a new software.
No. Employees have to be trained to see the AI not as a system to be commanded, but as a sophisticated thought partner to be interrogated and guided.
And the communication around that must be crystal clear.
Oh, absolutely. The message has to be. AI is eliminating manual work to empower you, to free you up, to focus on the high-value conceptual tasks that only humans can perform.
Okay, finally, if efficiency is now handled by the machine, Our old KPIs are basically obsolete. We need new metrics of success.
We do.
Ones that actually capture that innovation dividend. So where should KPIs shift?
They have to shift to measuring strategic impact and governance quality. We'd recommend three core metrics for any hybrid enterprise.
Okay.
First, breakthrough quality. Stop tracking volume. Start tracking the percentage of solutions that achieve top-tier validation, those coveted top 10% ideas. That's your competitive moat.
So instead of 50 campaigns, you track how many of them went viral or had outsized ROI?
Precisely. Focus only on the top-tier outcome. Second metric, momentum and adaptability.
Which measures what exactly?
The speed of iterative improvement based on that objective AI feedback. How quickly do your teams incorporate AI insights to improve performance? If the AI flags a risk, how fast does the team deploy the fix? You're measuring organizational velocity.
Got it. And the third one sounds like it's about control.
It is. Crafting compliance, you have to have metrics that assess the consistency of your brand alignment, your regulatory adherence, all of that across the entire scaled output. You can't let machine speed introduce compliance chaos.
A high score there means your human oversight is actually working.
Exactly.
So to sum it all up,
I think in final synthesis, this experiment just renders the whole human versus AI debate completely obsolete. The only path forward is superior orchestration, the pure agentic AI model. It fails critically on strategic origination and crucially on governance and compliance.
So the conclusion for you, the listener, seems pretty clear. The human plus AI hybrid model is no longer an optional path. It's not a future thing. It is the current competitive standard.
It's the necessary equilibrium. Human depth and ethics guiding machine speed and scale.
But there is a massive strategic implication here that we have to end on. Mastery of this hybrid model, it requires a new acceptance of accountability.
Mm.
When your AI agents are empowered to make thousands of independent decisions at machine speed, the liability for regulatory failure, for financial loss, for brand damage, it rests squarely with the human executive team that designed the system.
Absolutely.
So the essential question you must be answering today is this. How exactly do you plan to structure the human oversight and control loops to balance the machine's necessary autonomy with your own inescapable fiduciary responsibility?
That is the strategic challenge of the next decade.
And that wraps up our deep dive into the cybernetic mandate. If you take one thing away from today, let it be this. The goal is not replacement, it's orchestration. The experiment proved that while AI provides the speed, it fundamentally lacks the strategic alignment and fiduciary oversight required for enterprise work. Your new role as a leader is to implement the 80-20 rule. Let AI automate 80% of the production scale so your humans can focus purely on the 20% of conceptual originality and intent. Don't build an AI-only firm, build a hybrid firm. That is where the competitive advantage lives. For the full breakdown of the performance matrix and the link to the study, check the show notes. And don't forget to subscribe to our free daily strategic briefings on Apple Podcasts. If you are ready to lead the conversation in your sector, click the link in the description to book your strategic podcast consultation with me. This podcast is researched, produced, and hosted by Etienne Newman, senior software engineer and passionate soccer dad reporting from Canada. Until next time, stay strategic. This is AI Unraveled.